We're back.
Don't wake me up like that.
You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. And we're here to discuss cars, car repair, and the new Puzzler. And as promised, it's from the World War II series. And this was sent in. Actually, the inspiration was sent in by Todd Markin. And I don't know where he's from, but he's out in cyberspace.
Is there a
someplace.
Dimly lit Quonset hut involved here?
You'll see.
Go ahead.
And I took his suggestion, and I did the necessary obfuscation, unclarification, and
declarification.
Declarification and all those other things that I do. Here it is.
I love it.
Close your eyes. D-Day is approaching. Operation Overlord is just...
You're happy about World War II, aren't you?
Well, it's over. I'm happy that it's over. D-Day is approaching. Operation Overlord is just days away, but only a select few know how many. It's vitally important that the location of German troop concentrations and munitions dumps be communicated to the Allied command in England. Perhaps even more important, the French resistance fighters must now be put to work. Rail lines and bridges need to be taken out, and the timing is critical. Page 2.
Yeah.
Radio communication is too risky. Information must be exchanged in person. To that end, a small boat leaves England, headed for the French coast. Two robust young men quietly work the oars. There's no moon this night, and the thick overcast adds an unexpected yet welcome measure of security.
Yeah.
The third man in the boat is too old and feeble to be of much use rowing. He works the signal light as they near the shore. Three quick flashes followed by a pause and then two flashes. His counterpart, a retired cavalryman, a veteran of the Great War, is hunkered down in the sand on the French coast. He signals three quick flashes with his light, the all clear to come ashore.
Wow.
The men quickly exchange documents, and in an instant, they're gone. The Frenchman disappearing into the inky shadows.
I knew it.
The three in the boat swiftly and quietly rowing back to Mother England. But here's the interesting part. The soldiers of the German shore patrol, and there were many of them, each with the keen eyesight one would expect of young men, didn't see them or their flashing signal lights.
Ooh.
The question is, why?
Why not?
Why did they not see them? And I'm going to give you a hint. It had to do with the old men.
I did notice that the guy in the boat was old and the guy on the shore was old.
Mm. Now, if you think you know the answer, write it on the back of a $20 bill and send it to Puzzler Tower, Car Talk Plaza, Box 3500, Harvard Square, Cambridge.
Our fair city.
Matt02238.
Or you can email us your answer from cartalk.com.
But right now, if you have a question about your car or anything else, the number to call is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-2278-255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.